Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
So you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy. You just can't get enough guy, just always a bluff guy. Yeah, I'm a bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm a bad guy.
That's us.
It is. It is us.
We're not a bad guy.
Not me.
We're bad guys. Maybe we should have Adam rewrite the song.
Just ask him to rewrite that part just for
us.
Yeah,
just make it bad guys.
Yeah. And, you know.
Or two bad guys and a milk toast.
CB Snow, a milk toast.
That would be me.
DJ Slim and Zippy, they're the bad guys.
Yeah. I would agree with all that.
Oh, would you?
Sure, why not?
All right. Slim, you got your soundboard ready?
I do.
All right, well then, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for March 2nd.
2020.
Thank you, Baba. I'm sorry, I still like that.
Do you use that on the Idol show?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Just asking.
It makes me smile, you know. And, you know, I got to be happy. I was actually pretty good yesterday.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It wasn't a bad episode.
It did not suck. No. Plus, I have somebody near me who has a good chance of making the top 10.
Yes, we're going to send Zippy on a road trip.
All right.
But you know, here's the thing: it's good. There's some good talent, and this isn't the Idol show, but some good talent. But nobody's just absolutely mind blowing at this point. You know, I can't. And we know who. I mean, we've seen. What is it, 16 out of the top 20 or 15 out of the top 20? So, I mean, it's not like we don't know who, but none of them are
14.
I mean, yeah. so We'll see. Anyways,
it could be
Idol's another show. It could be. Yeah.
Well, that will make it interesting.
Well, how many more off the hook radios do we have before Idol interrupts it?
I don't know, a couple.
Two more?
I think so. I'll get you that.
And Idol's going to go to Sunday Monday in March sometime.
Yeah, we knew it last week. I guess we don't know it this week.
I do. I'm pulling it up. I didn't bookmark it, so I gotta.
You didn't bookmark something?
You didn't. But
you're
I
a bad boy.
Well, we'll figure it out.
See, you are a bad guy.
I am. Just give me 2 seconds. I've got it right here. I just gotta scroll.
Sorry, you're a bad guy.
All right, whatever.
You had your chance. It wasn't there.
All right, schedule. American Idol schedule. So here we go. Skip the stupid survey. March 16th, Monday, March 16th is the first.
Oh, so next week is it?
No, next week is it.
This is the penultimate off the hook radio show for
me.
For you.
For
me.
Yeah. And then we'll be back. When's Idol over?
Looks like May 17th, Sunday, May 17th. So we'll be back here on Sunday, May 18th.
So we're off for 2 months.
Actually, we're not off for 2 months. There's only Monday shows for. One, two, three. There's only 4 Monday shows. So,
and then back. So we're only off for 1 month.
A month. So we're just going
to
take a little
remember
vacation.
To wake me up when we come back.
Yeah,
we
will. Okay. We'll CB can take a dirt nap for 30 days.
Yeah, there you go.
A dirt nap? Thanks a lot. That's
oh, I'm
nice.
Sorry.
We'll be sure to text you.
All right.
Yeah, okay, good. Maybe I'll get it.
So what we got? We got coronavirus and politics. That's pretty much all that's in the news lately. But at least the stock market finally figured out that 6 deaths in a week in the United States doesn't compare to 600 to 1,000 a day in this country from the flu. 600 to 1,000 a day from the flu. You don't hear anything about that in the news. But the stock market was up about 1,300 points today, and the futures are up for overnight. Not as much as the site that Slimbo looked at.
Yeah, we want Slimbo's site.
Yeah, I want to know where Slimbo's site was, but he had a site.
I'm retiring.
Stock market was up 100%.
Yeah, if it's like that, I'm retiring Wednesday.
By the way, there is the
screw
latest,
that 67.5 thing.
You got that right.
The latest headline with the coronavirus, real quick, because I know you don't want to talk about it tonight, but there is 5 Dallas police officers have been sent home for being potentially exposed to a man that has coronavirus on Sunday. So this happened at 10:30. So, like you said, there's a few people, there's 1,000 or whatever it is dying of the flu, and it's nothing in comparison to what's dying of the coronavirus, but this really hasn't been brought into this country yet. Wait till we see. We don't really know what the true numbers are in China. China's
January 29th, the president stopped all people coming from China into this country, and everybody in the media said called him a racist and a xenophobic and all these other nasty names and stuff. Italy didn't do it, and look what's going on in Italy.
Exactly.
Italy's got thousands of people got it. They didn't stop nothing. So, you can gripe and moan and groan about his tweets and all his other crap, but when the guy does the right thing, you gotta give him credit. Like this morning I saw your governor, Cuomo
asshole.
In New York, who's usually a jerk on a lot of things. But today he sounded more like his father. He acted like a real governor. And he came out this morning and he said, look, he said, this isn't a big deal. There's hardly any cases in the United States compared to everybody else. Now, he didn't give Trump any credit for it, of course, but that's all right. It didn't matter. And he said, look, we were through the swine flu and SARS and MERS and all this stuff in New York. We know how to handle these things. Everybody just relax and go about your day. And I immediately said, that's worth 150 points on the stock market right there. And I give the guy credit. I don't care what letters behind his name. When somebody does the right thing, you got to give him credit. And Cuomo did the right thing this morning.
But we don't know if it's not going to be a big deal. That's what everybody's wrong. Everyone's just jumping to this conclusion that
all
it's
right.
not going
well,
to
we
be
we start
okay.
losing 600 people a day from coronavirus, and I'll consider myself wrong.
We'll see.
I don't see how you can be so certain that we're not
the vast majority of doctors that I've listened to said most people who get coronavirus are going to self-treat. They're not even going to go to the hospital because it's not that big a deal.
Mark Lipschick from Harvard was just on CBS Nightly News tonight, and he said 47% of the adults are likely to get infected with the virus, and he expects millions of deaths. So here's a Harvard expert on CBS Nightly News.
Yeah, Harvard. Yeah, okay.
I'm not even going to try to fight with you because you're being just like a lot of the other people that are saying this is absolutely has no chance of ever developing into anything, and that's so incorrect.
I didn't say there's no chance of it developing into anything. I'm telling you, it's like 0.2% fatal to people who are in relatively good health, and that's most people. I mean, hell, compared to the people that are dying, I'm in good health and I'm old. You know, I'm not worried about it. Just don't worry. Be happy. Anyway, let's talk about anything else for a while. Anything else besides coronavirus.
Where's Tom Brady going to sign?
I think Tom Brady's going to end up retiring.
No, he'll get his million somewhere.
The Raiders don't want him.
When did that come out?
This morning.
Oh, okay. I didn't see
that. NFL Network. They might have said it yesterday, but I heard it this morning. Hey, Warren Buffett, the great investor guru from Berkshire Hathaway fame, he finally upset CB.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
He joined with the evil ones, me and Slim, and Apple investor Warren Buffett. Why do they call him Apple investor? Well, he does invest in Apple, and he's good buddies with what's his bump, but. He finally upgrades from a flip phone to an iPhone.
It makes me very sad.
A quote, "My flip phone is permanently gone." Can you say the same thing, CB Snow?
Nope.
Yep, you still got one.
I still have one.
No.
It's sitting in my desk drawer. It's my emergency phone.
The 89-year-old business magnate who just so happens to own 5.6% of Apple stock.
Yeah, well, I don't own 5.6% of Apple.
That would be nice, though. Most valuable company on the planet. Some weeks Google is, but it's back and forth. He told CNBC that he recently upgraded his Samsung Haven flip phone. Well, that's even an old flip phone. Oh my God! To an iPhone 11. After using the flip phone as recently as the end of 2019, Buffett notes he's officially parted ways with it and is embracing smartphones. But he didn't mention which model of the 11 he has. Well, I'm sure he's got the 11 Pro. I don't know if he has 11 Pro or 11 Pro Max. Which one do you have, Slim?
I have the XR.
Oh, you have the regular 11.
No, I have the XR.
What's an XR?
From the year before.
Oh, you don't have an 11?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not necessary.
Okay, well, you have a 10.
You have a 10. Yeah.
You're still way ahead of CB.
Yeah, basically. The XR is the best-selling phone the iPhone put out. So,
well, maybe this is how we get CB to do it. Buffett tells CNBC that he did not purchase an iPhone, but rather was gifted several of them by numerous people, including Apple CEO Tim Cook, who's been trying to get him to switch to an Apple-made device for at least a few years. You know, if you own 5.6% of the company, you might want to use a couple of their devices. He told Bloomberg TV in 2018 he'd personally fly out to Omaha and perform tech support. Cook will fly out and do tech support for Buffett if he needs it. Now, there you go.
If he would do that for me, I might get one.
Yeah.
Can I get an iPhone 5 or 4 or 3 or 2?
Get Tim Cook to fly out and help you run it. Even though Buffett's finally switched over, he says he's strictly using his iPhone to make phone calls.
Good.
You know, he also owns an iPad and primarily uses it to conduct research and check stock prices.
He probably uses it as a paperweight.
Well, he's 89. You know, you get older, you get stubborn. You don't want to change things.
I agree.
You don't want to come around.
I was that when I was 30.
No, but you have to admit.
Now it's worse.
You use iOS and stuff. Zip. I know you don't, CB, but you do Zip. Yes. And you have to admit that once you, it's really not that hard of a learning curve. And iOS is actually very, very, very simple. I have a harder time teaching people Android than I do teaching people stuff on iOS when they get their iPhone.
I've never been to Iowa.
iOS.
Oh,
Oh my god.
I got
a text message from AT&T, who's my carrier. This is cool. You'll like this, Slim. AT&T message. AT&T Mobile Security and Call Protect is now activated. Set up your preferences in the apps to prevent scammers, identity theft, and more. Download both apps now or opt out, and then they have a link for it. I read that message, and like 30 minutes later, my phone rings. And it was right beside my hand, so I pick it up, turn it over, and it stopped ringing. And I had a message on my phone, likely spam call.
And it just sent it to voicemail.
Turns out it was DirecTV trying to sell me more crap.
Yep.
I got all the DirecTV crap I need. Thank you very much.
All of the cell phone services are now offering some sort of spam protection.
I was happy,
you know, for the smartphones. Oh yeah, a lot of mine they don't even ring anymore. They just go right to voicemail.
I had that thing turn on there that unknown callers go right to voicemail.
Yes,
I had that on for a while, but then I realized I get a lot of calls from, you know, like doctor's offices and other things that I want the phone call. But my phone doesn't recognize the number because it's not in there. Because, you know, like a doctor's office has 8 different lines to call you on.
Right.
I've got one number for my doctor, and I'm like, you know, they want to change my appointment. I don't find out about it.
Yeah, you got to know that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I turned it off. But now,
well,
now
but the thing,
Apple's helping me.
Yeah.
AT&T's helping me.
But they are helping you, but to a certain degree. There, unfortunately, a lot of, you're going to find calls that you do need to get are going to get caught up in these spam filters and these call protects, just like your email. I mean, how many times you actually go into your spam folder and find something that really wasn't supposed to be there? I do quite often, and that's going to happen with people as they use these services. You're better off. I mean, everybody can silence their phone. I mean, what harm is it to let the call come through? At least, you know, you have the option then to answer it or not answer it. I mean, with these spam rejects, you don't even have the option. It just rejects it. And sometimes you don't even see that you even got the call, period. So you can even go back and decide, oh, maybe I should look and see that. That looks like it's my bank's number, or that looks like, you know, like you said.
Yeah, but they spoof those numbers all the time.
They do. Oh, yeah, they spoof. Everything gets spoofed now. I mean, I get local cell phone exchanges my area code is 607.
They're
from India, and it's like, oh my god, how are you spoofing my local cell phone? And back in the day, you used to know, okay, it's a cell phone exchange, you can answer, but now you can't because they spoof it.
The one that kills me is when I get one from 717 and then the first 3 numbers of my cell phone number.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, gee, that's somebody who's got a number close to mine. I should answer that. I right away, it's crap. You know, there's nobody calling me from my area code with the first 3 numbers of my phone number ever. Never.
I got a call from Officer Marsha from the Social Security office.
I get because that twice a week.
Yeah, my number was being used for illegal purposes.
I actually had the IRS called me and threatened to arrest me right over the phone. And I told the guy, I says, well, I'm going to drive right over to the police station right now and turn myself in. He says, and he starts screaming at me on the phone, you do that. You fucking do that. You drive yourself over because you're going to go to jail today. You won't. So I did. I got off the phone. I called the local police department. And I said, listen, can you run my name to see if I have a bench warrant for the IRS? And he says, you don't. He says, it's a scam. And he says, you know that. And I says, yeah, but can you just run my name anyways? And he did. And he said, it's a scam. You can't ever believe any of this stuff. And it's not even there. Here's the other place that people need to watch for this. And you, I don't know how much you guys see it, because I don't know how much you guys use email. CDU, right. Not as much. But a lot of people will send you an email, and they are spoofing your friend's email addresses, and they're even spoofing your own email address. So when you get an email, it actually looks like you sent it to yourself.
I've gotten those before, and I laugh at them.
I know, but to your grant to somebody who doesn't know, I get them all the time. My one email, Brent@BrentHatzel.com, is spoofed all the time. I get emails to myself from tons of people that are trying to get me to click on this Netflix link because I got to reset my password, or, you know, phishing is a huge deal these days, and you just got to be very careful.
I got a text message the other day. It said, hey, Jeff, we're here to help you. Try CBD oil. It could help you with your chronic pain. And then gives me a link. And I'm like, okay, they know my real first name. number one. They know my phone number, number two. And they know I've been going to physical therapy for my after my knee surgery and for this wrist problem. Okay? So I'm thinking there's something in the fine print at the therapy office. They sold my friggin' number. Somebody sold my damn number, and I'm going to therapy tomorrow, and I am going to find out.
Well, ask, because but the other thing is, let me ask.
I don't want to see
the internet. I know, but have you done any research on it at all? Have you looked it up? Have you Googled it? Have you done any research?
The area code was Bakersfield, California. That's all I know.
No, but I'm saying, have you Googled CBD oil for any reason in the last couple of weeks?
You and I talked all about it months ago. I don't want to take CBD oil.
But you're not answering my question.
I've got pain pills. I don't take them either. If something hurts bad enough, I'll take an Aleve. And if it doesn't go away, I'll take a second one. That's about as far as I go. I don't like taking crap.
Okay.
That's just me. I'm old and cranky. Like somebody else. There's two of us that are old and cranky now. The other old cranky one must have fell asleep. There he is. Hey, guess what?
Somebody say something?
Chris Matthews doesn't have a throw up his leg anymore.
Yeah, I saw that. What a moron he is.
Well, you know. Chris, on MSNBC, where Chris Matthews does Hardball, he's considered a right-winger. Now, anybody who's moderate or conservative realizes Chris Matthews is a liberal. But on MSNBC, he's a Obama liberal or a Joe Biden liberal. He's not liberal enough. He's not Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders crazy liberal. So they've been getting him on crap. And the last straw, which they're trying to finagle a whole bunch of things about him telling jokes or making inappropriate comments to females. They're throwing that in so it's a Me Too thing. But really what he did that pissed him off was he compared Bernie Sanders' win in the Nevada caucuses to the Nazis taking over France in World War II.
Yeah.
Oh,
he also thought how he was going to be shot at Central Park.
Yeah, how dare you compare a communist to the Nazis? There's a big difference between fascism and communism. Fascism is, fascism is the Democratic Party, and Bernie doesn't think that's enough. He wants to go a little further. But they dug up some stuff. In 2017, they reprimanded Matthews over jokes he made to a female employee in 1999. 18 years later, he gets in trouble. And this Me Too thing just kills me. I mean, you know, if you sexually harass women and stuff these days, you deserve everything coming to you because you're just a freaking idiot. You got to be real careful what you say. You really do. And you got to know who you're talking to. But Tim Hutton, the actor, he's got this show that's on Fox. I forget what it's called, but apparently it didn't do too terrible. But they immediately canceled it today because he was accused of rape by a 50-year-old Canadian woman who is a model. Tim Hutton, I think, is 59 or 57 or something. He's upper 50s. And he's a good actor. If you don't know who he is, Google him. But he got accused of rape of this 50-year-old woman from Canada when she was 14.
So this is a 36-year-old case.
Yes. And immediately Fox canceled the show and fired him. I mean, just the accusation. Oh, you're done.
Well, but wasn't his show slated to be done, or wasn't he slated to be done very, very soon anyways?
I don't know if the show was going to come back or not. It ain't now. But if that's the excuse they're using for saying the ratings weren't good enough, we were going to cancel it anyway, that's a pretty shitty way to do it. Okay, you were accused of rape by some woman 36 years ago when she was 14. And he would have been, 36 years ago, he would have been in his 20s.
See, now, I touched on this, I don't know if it was last week or the week before. Here in New York State, that statute of limitations has changed, but it's not. It's changed
The statute of limitations doesn't matter. All that matters is the accusation.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, it's just nuts. So Matthews is gone. And Matthews has got a lot of Joe Biden in him. I mean, he goes off the deep end, and he doesn't even understand what the hell he's saying sometimes. But last Friday, he mistook James Harrison, who's a Democrat running for Senate in South Carolina, with Tim Scott. Both men are black.
Well, they all look alike.
They all look alike.
That's
sorry,
what
Matthews.
Joe said.
You know, and Matthews, I've met his brother a number of times. His brother ran for governor of Pennsylvania. He lost to the current occupant, who's a Bernie Sanders lover, Tom Wolf. But he was a county commissioner in Montgomery County for a long time, and an uppity up in the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, and a nice and funny guy who thinks his brother was in. He thought 20 years ago, he thought his brother was insane. So, but anyway, bye Tim, or bye Chris. No more thrills up your.
By the way, the rumor is that the show will eventually be going to Shepard Smith.
Maybe that's what they wanted to do.
I'm just reading. I'm giving you the rumors that I'm reading right now. Shepard Smith is one of the ones that may be tapped to replace Chris Matthews.
Well, he's probably liberal enough to do it.
I always liked Shep, actually. That was one of the shows I actually liked on Fox, even though he is not Republican.
But I don't care what his party is. Walter Cronkite was a Democrat, but you didn't know because he actually reported
the news. You did know with Shep. But
Shepard
I just
Smith
liked...
didn't report the news. He did commentary for an hour.
He did.
That's all
he...
they do now. There is no news. There it's all no news. Commentary.
It is. Yeah. But Shepard, that last show.
That's why
that
I like Red
did...
Bear's show, the first half hour of its own actual real news.
That's the only real news there still is.
It is getting sad, isn't it?
It is.
But hey, well, China continues, and we'll talk about China a little bit, but something semi-positive. While China continues to report lower and lower coronavirus numbers and factory production ramping up, they are also prepared to help another country, one of their neighbors, with a huge problem. Okay? Pakistan, who's supposed to be an ally of us, but you know, it's a Muslim-run country, and they have atomic bombs that we gave them. That was genius.
Yeah.
I know you guys heard about it, but there's a plague of locusts going on this year. Okay, Pakistan's one of the countries that's getting clobbered by them. Locusts are going on; they're just eating up the crops, and just you know, it's like a biblical plague almost. Although, in a Muslim country, I'm not sure that that's going to work out too good. But
biblical plague.
Yeah. It wasn't a Quranic plague. But Chinese officials are on standby to deploy an army of, get this, voracious ducks.
I want to see a voracious duck.
That should be the name of a sports team.
Yeah, the voracious ducks.
The new NFL franchise in London, the London Voracious Ducks.
Well, they were the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, voracious ducks is way cooler.
Yes.
But then again, their initials would be VD, so that's not so good.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, they're going to send. They've got 100,000 of these specially raised waterfowl ready to send to Pakistan to help them fight this locust thing that's threatening to devour crops.
Until they all get there and die from the coronavirus.
Chinese researchers describe the ducks as biological weapons, and claim they can be more effective than pesticide.
How do you train a duck?
I don't know. I'm just reading the story, man.
I want to know how you train the duck.
One duck can eat things on them. One duck can eat 200 locusts a day. Said a researcher with the Zhejiang Academy of Agricultural Studies, who's in charge of the project. A trial to gauge the duck's locust eating prowess would begin in Zhejiang later this year. I don't know if that's how you say it, but it sounded good. He told Bloomberg News. Now, Pakistan is just to the west of China. So is China really trying to help their neighbor, or are they trying to say, let's get most of these bitches eaten before they come here? That could be it. Self-preservation involved in this.
That very well could be, because these things do tend to migrate together. Maybe
they don't recognize borders, I'll tell you that.
No, not at all. So that
or walls. Right,
this could be protecting themselves.
You tell me the locusts don't have visas?
Nope. MasterCards or American Express either.
This says it's the worst one and worst outbreak in 20 years. I can only imagine.
What if the locusts made a stop in Israel? They wouldn't be allowed in Pakistan.
Yeah, well, let the Pakistanis try and stop them.
No, nobody gets that joke. If you've got an Israel stamp on your passport, you can't get into most Arab countries in the world. They will not take you if you stopped in Israel. All right, it's just the way it is.
Now wait. Re-say that. If you're an Israeli,
no, Israeli if stamp. If you're anybody, and you've got an Israeli stamp in your passport, and you decide you want to go to, Pakistan for one, or if you want to fly to the Emirates or something like that, and see all the cool buildings they're building, and watch the World Cup soccer thing, you can't. So what people do who are going to travel around the Middle East, no. They fly, instead of flying into Tel Aviv, they fly into Jordan. And then they just cross the border by car.
They get stamped in Jordan, and they don't ever get stamped in, okay.
Yep. That's how you get around it.
Well, couldn't you just have two passport books?
No.
Or is that no way around?
No.
only if you have dual citizenship. Okay. I mean, if you've got a Canadian passport and an American passport, then you can fly into Tel Aviv and then use your other passport to go to the Arab countries. But no, they just won't let you in. It's just weird. Oh, speaking of Israel, looks like Bibi finally won. They had their third prime ministerial election in, 10 months or 11 months or some ridiculously short period of time. I'm not looking at the story. I just read the news. And they have 120 members of the Knesset, so you need 61 for an out-and-out majority. Bibi, who trailed in the last election by two or three members in the Knesset, could not form a government, but neither could his opponent from the Blue and White Party. Today, it looks like Bibi either has 59 or 60. So he only needs to make a tiny allowance with one little dinky party that has a couple of members to hold on to his prime ministership and end all this crazy crap. So, good for you, Bibi. Now, if he really did embezzle a bunch of money, which I really kind of doubt, you got to remember, this is a guy, they talk about, Russian interference in American elections. You know what happened 4 years ago, or 5 years, 6 years ago? When Bibi was up for re-election, Obama sent election experts that worked with him over to help the party running against Bibi to get him out of office. Now, that's a lot more blatant than any of this crap Russia's been accused of in this country, but yeah. Nobody wants to talk about it because it was the Messiah who did it. People out there who moan and groan about one party or the other, just read the friggin' news and make up your mind, okay? But you got to read the news, not be told what you're supposed to think about something, which is the problem with most people. But good on China. Kill them locusts. Eat them up.
I still want to know how you train the damn duck.
If we can find that out, we'll have to come back to it. But they are voracious ducks now. Voracious. 200
I
locusts.
Know. I wonder if you can, let them loose in the woods and they'll, kill wildebeest and shit.
Well, if you've got, I gotta get my calculator out because I'm old. Clear. 100,000 ducks times 200. So they can eat 20 million locusts a day.
Well, yeah, but I got a feeling locusts come in the billions.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you ever seen a swarm of locusts?
Yes.
I guarantee you each swarm of locusts has 20 million in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw it in the sun. The movie with Charlton Heston when he was Moses.
Yeah, but he was Moses. He didn't need voracious ducks. He brought the locusts. No voracious duck was going to eat Moses' locusts.
Moses supposes his toes is a roses.
Moses was the man.
But Moses supposes erroneously.
He does?
Yeah, because Moses, he knows his toes aren't roses.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you ever see Singing in the Rain?
Unfortunately, yes, when I was very young.
Yeah, but I don't
love
remember.
That movie.
All right. Now, we got a story here that could shed light on the habits of one of our hosts. We need to talk about this. This is a serious, serious story.
Oh, boy. I got to pay attention.
Yes.
Yes.
You might be one of the hosts we're talking about.
Oh, God. Okay.
Weed. Weed. You're familiar with that, aren't you? Are you not, Slim?
Absolutely.
Weed likely caused man's unwanted erections, including one that lasted 12 hours. All right. Now, he's a 32-year-old pot smoker. He had a 12-hour erection. It may be the country's first patient to show a convincing correlation between marijuana and priapism, an unwanted and painful erection that typically lasts longer than 4 hours. Remember when Viagra came out? They always warned you?
Yep.
You know, if you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, call your doctor.
Yeah, it's disgusting what they have to do.
Oh, we're not gonna. That's even more disgusting than when Daryl told us how they create the vagina on a woman.
Yes, thank you.
Banana split. Yeah.
Yes, that's but, all bad.
You know, my answer to that thing was always, look, you know, if I got an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, I ain't calling my doctor. I'm calling everybody. I'm like, damn. Check that out.
You're gonna walk down the street holding it out proudly.
Hi-o. But the man who admitted smoking weed several nights a week. Several nights a week. That wouldn't be up to your standards, would it, Slim?
No.
No. recently underwent a needle aspiration.
Oh.
With a
there it is, CB. There it is.
Phenylephrine, whatever that word is. There's too many damn pHs in that word. Phenylephrine, whatever. It's their birthday. I can't say it. Injection to get rid of his 12-hour erection, but he returned to a hospital's emergency room 2 weeks later with another erection that persisted for more than 6 hours. Researchers who studied this case said cannabis appears to be the sole cause for his priapism. His boners, for those of you in Rio Lindo who don't understand what priapism means. Because of numerous factors. He had no medical history other than mild hypertension. He took no medications. He used only cannabis, supported by his urinary drug screen. He had no history of psychiatric disease. He took no over-the-counter medications. And he denied psychiatric or blood pressure medicines. In addition, his history shows that each persistent erection has been linked to cannabis use. He said he quit smoking pot in his 20s and had no incidents of priapism. And then he started up again, and he's got boners. Now, I can understand that it makes sex easier for guys because it relaxes you. And when you relax, it's a lot easier to get and maintain one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But 12 hours?
That's a long time.
I don't know, Slim. That could be why you're so popular.
Yeah, no, there's no way. 12 hours is not going to happen.
12 hours not going to happen?
Not a chance.
No, but you smoke weed before you have sex, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was young, until I was age 25, I don't think I ever had sex without smoking weed. But when you're young, you're always a little more nervous and stuff, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I got older and more confident. And then I got way older and they had Viagra, so we're okay. It doesn't matter.
Drugs. Doesn't matter. Drugs.
Ah, drugs. Drugs, Gloria's drugs. Anyway, so is that why you smoke weed?
No, absolutely not.
No? Oh. Just an added benefit?
Pretty much.
The divine Miss M doesn't want you to stop smoking weed, right?
No, absolutely not.
She's okay with that.
Absolutely.
No wonder she's so happy. Good job, Slim.
Hey, thanks.
This week I posted a humorous response on my Facebook page to direct messages that I got from Minnie Mike's campaign, you know, Bloomberg.
Yes.
And then my lovely daughter-in-law texted me texts that she got from Pocahontas and her responses. She and my son live in South Carolina where the primary was last Saturday. But she's a Republican. I mean, at least I'm an independent, you know, so it doesn't matter. But I can't even vote in primaries in Florida. But
you can't?
No. But what happened to me was Minnie Mike had a one of his stupid ads on Facebook, and I found the ad to be kind of irritating. So I saw that they made the mistake of allowing you to post pictures.
Oops. They usually don't.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but he didn't figure that out yet. So I posted a GIF, a cartoon GIF, of a guy walking up to another guy and just flipping him the bird. Because that's pretty much my attitude about the little dictator. And immediately upon posting that, I get a direct message. Zip! Thanks for your post. Are you up to answering a few quick questions to help Mike's campaign? I responded, I'd rather have a big gulp. Those in New York get that. And an amputation rather than help the little dictator. Okay, Zip. Have you decided which presidential candidate you'll vote for? Yes, the tall orange guy. Got it. If you're willing to share which candidate you're supporting. I'm like, you know, I just told you, dumbass. Donald J. Trump, I wrote it out. Got it. Are you up for answering a few questions? We're interested in understanding the views of voters. I gave him a two-word response. The second word was you. I didn't post that on Facebook.
Hello, you?
Yeah, that was it. So I cut that off. And I've got the text message here from my daughter-in-law. Just give you a kick. This is kind of cute. Hers was from a real person. It said, Hi, Casey. It's Mary with Elizabeth Warren's campaign for president. The South Carolina primary is today, and the polls are open until 7 p.m. Elizabeth is the best candidate to unite the country after Trump. Which candidate are you planning on supporting in the South Carolina primary? My sweet, loving daughter-in-law posted, Fuck no. Pocahontas is not getting my vote, ever. Trump 2020 MAGA. She's my sweet little demure daughter-in-law. Fuck no!
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, that was kind of fun. So I thought I'd look up some other fun texts and things, and we found a few to share. Now, these are text messages. They aren't political. No. But the article says the 32 funniest text messages of all time. CB and I reviewed all these prior to the show.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an overstatement.
Yeah, we only found eight of them to be humorous. And most of them had a very similar theme, but we'll give you a couple here so you get an idea, okay? Here's a good one. It just says, three times you should never send a text. When you're high, when you're lonely, and when you're a grandma. That's fair. And then we have Tanner Gingring from the BuzzFeed staff put this in. It's not hers, but she put it in. Apparently, you can go to people's phones. Now, Slim, you'd have to explain to us how to do this. And you can change the things by basically making a shortcut, right? So if you make a shortcut where you type in the letters H-I or hi, and you can change that to something else.
Yeah, there's ways to do it. I don't
like it. It's called T9 text, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. My daughter does it. She's got something that she does. And
well, apparently Emily got a hold of her mom's phone and she changed the word hi to nugget. Okay. So she goes, she texts her mom. She goes, hi, mom. Nugget, Emily. Nugget. Not nugget. Nugget. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Mom, you're a wreck. Did you do this? Okay, that's pretty good. I like that. Now, this one is more like the dog texts I like to post.
Oh, you do, and I love them. I think they're
dog texts are great. This is a dad phone, and he gets a text from his daughter. Dad, there's a moth in the outside of the bathroom door. Can you get rid of it? Please hurry, because I'm going to cry. No response. Dad? No response. Dad? Response. Dad is dead. You're next. Love, moth.
Love, there's, moth.
There's a dad with a sense of humor. I like that one. Now, and you know how people are in text messages. They trying to get a little flirtatious and, you know, a little risque, and they say things that you would never say to somebody to their face, you know?
Of course.
So this
That's
guy,
the text, internet.
Yeah, this guy named Cole texts this girl. He says, what are you doing? Laying in bed. Just laying in bed, nothing else. I'm eating cereal. Ha-ha, nice. What would you do if I was in bed next to you? She comes back. Eat my cereal. LOL. I mean, if the cereal wasn't there. She texts back. Then I got a bed and go get cereal.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I translate that for you. What's his name? Cole? You ain't getting none.
Nope. Cole is done.
All right, so that's we go down to number 8, because, man, we just went through and some of these just absolutely sucked. Or they didn't translate on radio because...
Yeah, or their pictures, which is a little tough to show.
So
yeah,
here's another...
that's the problem.
Here's another one, Mackenzie. Mackenzie messed with her mom's phone. She made a shortcut on her mom's phone, so every time she types dirty clothes, it says acid. So here's the text from mom. Do you have any acid? Acid, 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 acid. Mom? Acid. I'm not meaning to say acid. I mean acid. No, not acid. Acid. And it keeps going on. She's going, mom, mom. And Mackenzie, I'm not meaning to say acid. What the hell? Acid. LOL, mom. Mackenzie, acid. Come here and help me figure out why it's saying acid. I'm trying to say acid, but it's saying acid. What the hell? I swear I'm typing acid. Come here right now. Mom, why do you want acid so badly? Mackenzie, I swear. Calm down, Mom. I'll get you acid. I'll have it by tomorrow afternoon. Mackenzie, come here now. Mom, I don't have any acid right now. That is so good. Totally screwing with Mom. I got to figure out how to do this, because next time I see my mom, I just want to mess with her phone. I really do. You got Slim, you're at CB. You got to show me how to do this.
All right.
And there's another thing. You should never be too high to text. That's one of the things we told you at the beginning. All right. Here's the original text message. Scientifically, it's mad fucked up that humans drink the milk of another animal when we make our own. Like, you don't see rhinos sucking on a goat for milk. Mad fucked up, scientifically. Response. How high are you? Answer. Yes.
I like that. Yes.
I like that one. Yeah. You know, the thing about Slim is he's so... even when he's stoned, he sends me normal text messages.
Yeah.
His are never weird.
Oh.
Okay, here's the most conscientious stoner of all time. Text message. I've never been this high in my life. Response, can you move? Stoner comes back, why? Am I in the way? That's just brilliant. I love that one. Oh, God. Then what else we got? 25, right? That was one.
There's a lot of those. There's a lot of those.
CB and I like this one. Oh, here's good. This is good. When Dad wouldn't stop talking. I heard Mom got stung by a few bees in the hospital. Is she okay? Hospital? Daughter types back. She's okay now. No hospital. She had to take the deep penis. What? I had to inject her with an epic penis. Oh, for Christ's sake. EpiPen. Yeah, that's when you're not real good with the autocorrect.
Happens.
I like this one, but it didn't translate to radio, but I'll just tell you what it is at the end. What are you doing? Laying in my bed. Naked? Yes. Show me. It's dark. I don't care. Black picture. It was perfect. It was friggin' perfect. What was the other one? 30. Okay. Going down to 30. Yeah, 32 aren't that great. I mean, even the ones we're giving you, are just, some of them are good. Now, this is one where they screwed with somebody's phone. And basically, they say at the end, did I tell you guys how I changed all the words I could think of to nyom on my mom's phone, N-Y-O-O-M? And the person who posted it said, this is my favorite Tumblr post of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's trying to text the son. Nyom, 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 nugget. I, nyom, nyom. Yum, 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 yum. Yum is happening. Nugget, nugget, nugget. Yum. Help. It's like that stupid commercial for whatever that tax service is. Free, 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 free.
Oh, my God. That's so annoying.
That is annoying as hell. But, that's, you know, there you go. Have some fun. Go to your mom's house. Figure out how to do a shortcut with normal words and change it to something absolutely insane. And, you know, just prank your parents. That's what you want to do.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I could prank my kids, but my kids are smart enough to figure out how to undo it. That's the problem. All right. Hey, if you don't always get what you want category tonight, we got this from California. A wildlife photographer was shocked to find seagulls fighting. We'll tell you what it is about in a second. New photos have emerged that prove, for once in all, seagulls give zero hecks whatsoever. Any social niceties have long been tossed out to sea. When planning her visit to the children's pool in La Jolla, however you say that, California, on Tuesday, February 18th, conservation wildlife photographer Jennifer Lee had hoped to snap some adorable newborn seal pups. However, the pic she ended up with turned out to be a little more X-rated after a pair of brazen gulls, seagulls, began warring over a particularly rude piece of treasure. Apparently, there was a dildo laying on the beach.
Nice.
And these two seagulls were tossing it around and chasing each other. One of the birds eventually emerged victorious, swooping off the sky with the phallic find in its beak.
My phallic find.
It's like fish.
And of course, they got to ruin this whole article. Although the dildo altercation gave Jennifer a hearty chuckle, this also helped to raise some much-needed awareness of the grave issue of plastic pollution in the world's oceans. All right, yeah, you know, there's those, you know, the things that connect your soda bottles and, you know, all that crap floating around. There's a massive pile of free-floating garbage on the Pacific that ships steer around and stuff. But, I mean, come on. How many dildos do you think are floating around the Pacific?
Probably a few.
I don't know.
It's not even a big one. It's a little one. Oh, it must be Chinese. I'm sorry. Was that too much? I just thought of that.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
And, of course, we have our stupid criminal of the week. And guess where she's from?
Florida.
Yeah, it wasn't really hard, was it?
No, never is.
Oh, it's like 70% of them are from Florida. This lady named Sarah Boone, Orange County, Florida. That's where Orlando is. She's 42. She's accused of zipping her boyfriend inside a suitcase during a game of hide-and-seek and leaving him to die as he called out her name. She was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Now, her excuse was that they were playing a game of hide-and-seek and they thought it would be funny if Torres got in the suitcase, according to the affidavit. She told deputies she zipped Torres, her boyfriend, in the suitcase. She also told deputies they drank alcohol during the night, and she passed out on her bed, according to court records. Then she woke up later and realized her boyfriend was still in the suitcase, and he had suffocated. So she called her ex-husband, who lives a few minutes away, and after seeing his body, he told her that she had to call 911, so she did. So they found Torres' body near the front door, outside of a blue suitcase. He had a small laceration on his lip and bruising around his eye, according to the arrest report. He also had scratches on his back, among other injuries. And the sheriff's office said Ms. Boone gave them verbal and written consent to let deputies search her phone. That's why she's our stupid criminal of the week. They found two videos on her phone. One video shows Torres yelling at Boone and telling her he can't breathe while she laughs. Fuck. Yeah. And I can't effing breathe. Seriously, Torres said in the video. And Boone replied, yeah, that's what you do when you choke me. Now, I'm not sure if he's abusive to her or it's just kinky sex, but they don't continue to say that. But then he continues to say he can't breathe and call out her name. And she says, that's on you. Oh, and that's what I feel like when you cheat on me.
Yeah, she was getting a little bit of revenge there.
Yes, but then she kept laughing and kept telling him to shut up as he called her name. And then he told her she told him this was for everything you've done to me. And then she says she didn't remember taking them, and of course it looked bad.
You think?
I don't think they're going to need a trial for Ms. Boone, do you?
No.
I think this is a slam dunker.
Yeah.
Absolute slam dunker.
I agree.
Massachusetts again. Got to wrap up with Massachusetts.
All right. You got 3 minutes.
Well, CB has to explain this crap. Boston City Council is considering a new system for parking tickets that would set the amount paid by violators that would depend on their income. Proposal, newly elected city councilor at large, Julia Mejia, would implement the system of income, adjusted fines, a system that could trigger some novel legal and political questions. She's introducing the legislation on income-adjusted parking tickets so low-income families don't have to decide between paying a parking ticket or putting food on their table. But she says that also means wealthier citizens will be charged more for the same offense.
They got more money.
Well, if the idea of a traffic fine is deterrence, let's assume that that's what it is.
Okay.
If someone makes a defense coming on. Well, no, I mean, the logic that they're going by is if you give a person who makes $100,000 a year a $20 parking ticket, they don't give a flying rat's ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you make it a $10,000 parking ticket, they're going to care.
It's going to make a difference.
Well, they admit they use tickets for revenue. Okay, but this is going to definitely raise equal protection and other concerns legally. Wealth is not a suspect classification. It's just not. Thus, the courts will more likely review such a proposal under a rational basis test, which is easily satisfied. Yet this is a highly novel proposal that could lead to equally novel case law. There's an alternative approach to income-adjusted fine, which raises troubling issues. Instead of Boston wants to protect low-income families, it could leave the fines as uniform and have a special program for deferred payments or even public support for low-income citizens.
The same thing as lowering the fee. So, I mean, you just talk about doing it in a different way. But like I said, if the idea is deterrence, you've got to be able to deter someone. And giving somebody a $20 parking ticket isn't going to deter someone.
How are they
going to
know what you make? Okay, I've got a big expensive car. Okay, so if my big expensive car is in a parking space, am I going to get a $300 fine? And the guy driving the Honda Civic is going to get a $30 fine? Is that what they're going to do?
Maybe.
Maybe. Guess what? Say hi to the kids because we're out of
here. Hi, Wesley. Hi, LJ. Thanks for coming up this past weekend.
Oh yeah, you know what?
What?
I don't think we swore, but I just had to make sure we got it in. Good night.
Good night.